Right, I'd like today to explain the Gemara statement that a woman says, Tav lemesef tandum lemesef armalu. The Gemara says that it's the nature of a woman to be happier, to be quicker to compromise when it comes to who she marries. A woman feels Tav lemesef tandu. She's willing to accept. The Gemara doesn't say she's willing to accept someone with bad midas, but she's willing to accept a menuvel, a mokashchin, somebody who has physical ailments more than a man is willing. And the Gemara says it categorically, it's a halacha, nafkaminis ladina, that by a woman, she's more willing to accept compromises. I once heard the explanation that a woman needs his chabrus more than a man. A woman's nature is his chabrus, his connection. A man likes to have his space, his spaydidus, because everything goes by the tchilas habriya. In the beginning of the briya, Adam was alone, man was alone. When woman was created, the first minute she was created, she was already with somebody. She was never alone. So it's the nature of a woman to be more of a Mace of Tandu, to want to have a connection with somebody. So I'd like to declare, and this is what I want to come back to, is what do Chazal mean? Like, who's normal and who's strange? Gemara says women are like this and men are like that. So what does that mean? One of them, obviously, is from objective terms, from the Rabbanu Shalom standpoint, from the Tanaim standpoint, the Gemara is saying women are strange. Tav lemesef tandu. Or is the Gemara saying no, women are normal? They're tav lemesef tandu. It's men that are strange. What's the havana in this analysis that the Gemara says about women? And my goal is to come back to it. I'd like to start by looking a little at the shiduchim in the parasha. And hopefully I'll remember. Sometimes I give shiurim, I forget to come back to what I started with. But then I always tell people, I assume everyone's brilliant enough to understand the follow-up. And this week's parasha, we have the Shidduch of Yitzchak. And obviously Yitzchak dated like the Chassidim date. He didn't date her. It was an arranged marriage. He trusted Avram, and Avram trusted Eliezer, a bunch of people trusting. And without dating, the Shidduchim, it seems even the Kedushin happened without them meeting. And apparently the Torah is endorsing, at least for Bali Madrega, that this method of dating, of having someone find the Shidduch for you, certainly saves a lot of time and effort, at least on the part of the chassan, but that's what seems to be said here in the Torah. That's really the best way. But 1 minute. Then we have Yaakov Avinu who finds a shidduch. But Yaakov did it our way. He didn't do it the Chassidish way. Rivka didn't say, all right, time for you to get married. We're going to send somebody to find you a wife. Yaakov went and he looked for a wife himself. And so it seems that Yitzchak did it Chassidish way. Or Avram decided to do it for Yitzchak that way. And Yaakov did it the way of dating, meeting a woman. And it says that you have Yaakov and Rachel before they got married. There was an Abba between them, and then they got married.
Wasn't it technical?
What?
Wasn't it because Yitzchak couldn't leave Eretz Yisrael?
Maybe it was because Yitzchak couldn't leave Eretz Yisrael. Could be. So there was really the best ways to date, and Yitzchak was stuck. They could have brought the girl back for him to date. You know. So, well, let's see the outcome. So what happened? Was it better? Did it work out better Yitzchak's way or Yaakov's way? Well, Yitzchak's way, there was extraordinary siyata d'shmaya. That's the whole parasha. Yitzchak's way, like everything bang bang, you know, Terankilo Ladaber and Rivka Yotzeis and the whole thing bang bang was a tremendous siyata d'shmaya. So Yitzchak's way, we see a lot of siyata d'shmaya. Yaakov's way got all messed up. Right, he had a different woman under the chuppah at the end of the story. Like he did all his effort to find the right one. And then, just as anything, it looked good for him that Leah was at least Roy to be one of the Emais. Imagine if Leah would have been an Esav compatible woman and Lavan would have stuck Yaakov with her. It seems that Yitzchak's way, there was tremendous Yatta Dishmaya in the way it worked out. And Yaakov's way seems to have backfired. And so what's the Torah telling us exactly? It seems to be saying that whatever ishtadlus you put in, it doesn't. What happens at the end, you end up under the chuppah with the person, your holy. We see it a lot of times. People put all their ishtadlus into getting a certain type of shidduch, and then by the time they get to the chuppah, it's a totally different type of shidduch. Because if God wants it to be the other shidduch, he switches her on you without love, and just, somehow you get caught up in it. To understand the message of Yitzchak's Shidduch, and Yaakov's Shidduch takes a certain amount of effort. Certainly, the goal of dating is to get to know the woman that you're going to marry. The goal of dating is to be makir the person that you're marrying. And if a lot of effort is put into getting to know her beforehand, certainly after marriage, it would be important to try to get to know her. The problem is with women is they keep on changing. Like you date her, and then when you get married, you find out that she has glasses too, and she doesn't come with makeup on her 24 hours a day automatically, and sometimes she's grumpy. Also, like the whole purpose of dating is getting to know her. It's a little bit of a it's a little bit of a fake story, because at the end it doesn't always seem to come out that way. The story I want to share with you is that there are two types of ahava between a man and a woman. One is the ahava of lechtech achrei b'midbar v'eretz lezeruah, very romantic, exciting type of ahava, meaningful type of ahava. You had this avas klulasayach, the ava of a kala. It's a type of an ava that's involves a certain amount of excitement, a new experience, a newest kashrus, and a devotion. One accepts the other one. It's the, call it the romantic stage, or the stage where people get to know each other. It doesn't make all that much sense. I mean, I have a daughter. She lived in my house for almost 20 years. And she met this guy, knew him a couple of months, and now she's in Israel with him. They got married, and she's in Eretz Yisrael. Like, she met him, a few months later. She's going off to Eretz Yisrael with him. It's lechtech acharei b'midbar, Eretz Yisrael. It's a certain ava k'lusach, an ava of a beginning of a relationship. There's a certain amount of, I don't like the word excitement, because excitement is a bad word. There's a certain amount of newness, of iskashrus, change. Avas kulasayach is an ava that's related to change, and it's a real ava. It's the ava that most people look for in dating, developing a kesher with another person. There's a second type of ava, which I would call a batach balei vala. Batach ba'alei vala is not change, it's the opposite of change. Avas t'lusayit lechtech acharei b'midbar is an ava that involves a new relationship. A change. The ava, dating, getting engaged, a certain type of ava. But the ava of marriage is a totally different ava. It's an ava of batach ba'alei vala, an ava of sort of old friends, reliable friends. You can rely on each other. It's the rabbi sponis asuchayel v'at olis akulana. It's the experience of having an experience together, and as time goes on, that relationship becomes more. The avas kluasayef to lechach achar b'midbar. That ava is an initial ava. It's an ava of change, of developing a relationship. But it's not really what marriage is about. It's what dating is about. Marriage is a about Patach Baal. Now, what's Patach Baal Leivala? What does it mean? It means that a person knows he has a certain fault, and he's confident the person he married is okay with it. He's reliable. He's going to put up with it. It's the opposite of the dating is you hide all your faults. And the marriage is that you rely on each other to accept each other's faults. We find in the Gemara, in the beginning of Brachos, a machloikis, how to describe the Rabbeinu Shalom's ahava to us. And the machloikis is on Daf Yud Aleph. It's in the form of the nusach of the bracha, the second bracha of Berachos Kriyas Shema. Whether you say Ava Rabba or Ava Seilam. By Maariv, I think everyone says Ava Seilam. By Shachris, they're different in Hagim. Mishnah Berurah says to say Ava Rabba by Shachris and Ava Seilam. By Maariv, the Siddurim have different things. Some Siddurim made it a Nusach of Nusach Sfar, Nusach Ashkenaz, Machloikis, which I don't think it is. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. But it's a Machloikis in the Gemara. It's Machloikis. If the Nusach is Ava Rabba or Ava Seilam, what's the difference? It's these two things. Ava Rabba is the Lechtech Achrei B'Midbar. Ava Rabba means a big Ava. A big Ava, a large Ava, an incredible Ava. It's an Ava which is measured. I don't know how you measure Ava, but if you can measure it, it's a lot. Avas Olam is something else. Avas Olam means an eternal Ava. The Ava of getting to know each other, of change, of developing, is not eternal. People are married 10, 20, 30 years. They're not. There's no developing Ava. It's an existing Ava. It's an Avas Olam. It's a Batach Balei Bala. It's a totally different type of Ava. So that really, the machlokes there in the Gemara about how to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ava to Klal Yisrael, Ava Rabba Avtanu Hashem Elokeinu, the relationship, it's sort of Parshas Boy and Bishalach and Yisrael is Ava Rabba. Makis, the going out of Mitzrayim, the Kriyas Yamsuf, and Matan Torah, that's Ava Rabba. It shows a tremendous amount of Ava. That's how relationships start. Avas Olam is a Nitzchias Ava. It's the Ava in the Golos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sticks with Klal Yisrael in the Golos throughout all the difficulties in the Golos. That's Avas Olam. It's a Nitzchias Ava. Now, what I'd like you to realize is that in every marriage you have these two stages. These two stages. There's the Ava Rabba of the initial relationship. The Ava Rabba, the developing Ava. The Ava where you're excited to get notes from each other or whatever it is that makes the Ava Rabba. And that doesn't stay. It can't stay. It's not possible for it to stay. Because you can't marry somebody and have a changing, evolving relationship all the time. It's just how much can you evolve? How excited? For how long can you be excited? You know, there's a certain time where there's the stability, the Batach Balei Bala type of stability. Which means basically that the Ava of the dating relationship is not the Nitzchiyistik Ava. It's not what makes a marriage. At some point it has to change. The Mishnah Berurah says, you say Ava Rabba by Shachris and Ava Seilam by Mariv. It's not the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah brings it. The Paiskim say it. Why? Shachris day is the time the sun is shining. Day is a symbol of Geula. We say by day we say Tzur Yisrael, Kuma Bez Yisrael, Techenu Mechu, Yudav Yisrael. We talk about Mashiach times. Day is a time of Or, of Zricha, of happiness. Ava Rabba is fine. Things are going well. Night is a time of Chayshech, a time of Golos. We don't say Tzur Yisrael. You say V'nema Kifada Hashem Esiyakibu Golayim Yachazak Mimenu. We don't talk about Mashiach times. We talk about difficulties Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael. The night davening is the davening of Golos. In Galus, Abba Rabba doesn't do it. When you go through difficult times, the Ava Rabba, the Lech Lecha Acharei Bamidbar, the excitement, it doesn't cut it. It doesn't get you anywhere. When things are more difficult, you need the Ava Seilam. You need the reliability of relying one on the other. By night, it's Emes Femuna, not Emes Viyatsin. It's Emes Femuna. It's Emuna. It's faith. Batach Balei Bala is faith. So that it's really Aleph Beis that the Ava that people have to have, that couples have to have, good friends would have it as well. David Yenison's type of Ava is a Batach Balei Bala, not an excitement type of Ava, but a good old rely on me, reliable shutfis. It's really a shutfis of a man and his wife. If a relationship doesn't get to the second step, it's doomed. It's doomed. Any relationship that's based on excitement, you know, you can get excited, but at some point, you know, the World Series is over and there's nothing to be excited about, nothing to talk about. You won, you lost. You know, the excitement is during the period of excitement. After the excitement is done, there's always a time where it goes flat. And the question is whether someone can survive that. You know, the best example for this is the Mordechai in the beginning of Ksubis. I think we learned Ksubis at some point. I learned it with you. The first Mordechai in Ksubis talks about a chasam kala during their engagement, during the kedusha before the nesuin, whether they're allowed to be together in the same chatzar. Yichud is certainly except in Yehuda they would not miyachid chasam kala, but the Mordechai there said that a chasam kala before chuppah should not stay together in the same chatzar. And the reason he gave is Dilma is ganu zebizeh. Maybe they're going to get sick of each other. That's what Mordechai says. They're holding after kedusha before chuppah, still living in their father's house. It's sort of an equivalent of engagement. During engagement, don't get overexposed to each other. They might get sick of each other. So anybody reads that, Mordechai asks, like, if they're going to get sick of each other, they should find out before they get married. Like, why? You don't want them to be overexposed. They get sick of each other. Isn't it better to find out before the chuppah? After the chuppah? The understanding of the Mordechai is that during the period of Ava Rabba, it has to stay Ava Rabba. When people get engaged and we tell them not to be overexposed to each other. Why? Because when you're engaged, it's a relationship that moves uphill. You don't want it to plateau when you're holding at that stage. When you get married, it plateaus memela. The whole idea of marriage is to get to a relationship that you can sustain. It's a different relationship. It's an asylum relationship. This is the kuda of difference between the two, the Ava Rabba and the Ava Seilam. The difference between the two relationships is just that relationship. Is that just that difference? Tavla Mesiv Tandu. What's Tavla Mesiv Tandu? That a woman, it's okay, he's a manuvel, manuvel doesn't mean like in Yiddish, a manuvel. It means he has physical ailments. A woman is more willing to take it than a man. Man, bothers him more if a woman has physical deformities. So let me ask you. Let's say I have a couple, they're married 10 years, and then one of them gets some type of a physical ailment. Is it a danger they're going to get divorced? They're going to get divorced over it? If the marriage is bad anyway, maybe. If they have a good marriage, and one of them, Leilainu, goes blind. One of them has to be in a wheelchair. Chas v'shalom. It doesn't cause a divorce. It causes a closer devotion. So what's the chat? When they're dating, if one of them would be blind or in a wheelchair, the other one would run for the hills. You're not going to date a girl who's blind in a wheelchair. And no one suggests you do. When you're married, you know, when I was in my 30s, I had to have surgery on my leg. And the doctor told me I'm going to limp for the rest of my life. So I remember telling my wife, if this happened before we got engaged, your parents would have never let the shidduch go through. So who's right? Who's right? So the answer is the same answer. It depends what you're looking for. If you're looking for the ava of an excitement of a lech techach right by midbar, so who's going to get excited if there's an ailment, if there's a physical deformity? It's not what you have in mind. But if the idea is a batach balei vala, to have a shutzis with the other person, so for carrot, if the other person is lacking something, so the fact that you can help the person while he's lacking, that's everything. That makes the kesher even stronger. That really doesn't make it for it. Makes a stronger kesher. When somebody has something that they don't do well, it doesn't have to be a physical deformity. Married to somebody and the person is not good at doing something, and the other one sort of makes up for it, it brings them closer, not further. The Tav L'Meisiv Tandum L'Meisiv Armalu is the Ava Soimam. And the Kpeda is a lack of Ava Rabba. What really counts? You tell me what really counts. There's an interesting line that Rav Schwab has in his Pirish on the Siddur. He says it briefly, Tachtavarov. He says, by the brachas in the morning, he says, when Hashem created Adam, it says, Vayapel Hashem Elokim Tardema al HaAdam Vayishan. Agav, somebody brought me a set of Svarim, the Ksavim of Rav Lezer Gordon. So they reprinted it, so somebody bought me a set. So I wasn't going to go through all the Ksavim, but there was a section of Chumash, so I just quickly opened to the first piece. So I loved what I saw. It says, Vayapel Hashem Elokim Tardema al HaAdam Vayishan. It says the first time that it's ever mentioned that somebody sleeps, it says Vayapel. It's in the Tefillah. So sleeping is in the Tefillah for a human being. Sleeping, it's a horrible thing. It's a beautiful part. It's, I've been saying all along. Right? Sleeping, it's a terrible gzeira. It's one of the biggest mysteries of the Bria is that human beings have to sleep. The Chaval, Moshe Feinstein had to sleep hours a day. It's a Chaval. The Shema L'Rishon Tov La'Elam. But anyway, but that's not Rav Schwab's word. Rav Schwab's word, he says, Hashem put a tardema on Adam, and he created Chava. So he writes a line that it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that Hashem ever woke Adam from that tardema. From that sleep, it doesn't say anywhere that he was awakened from it. Kilu. When a Kadosh Baruch created Chava from Adam and made this setup of husband and wife, there's a certain amount of tardema that continues. A certain amount of sort of lack of Havana that continues. And he doesn't explain what it is. He says that, as I said, Derech Agav. But he does say the words that before Adam was split from Chava, he had a Riyah Behira, he had a clear view of the world, and then the Tardema came. I would understand that it's this Tardema that really, if a man and a wife are one goof, so all they know is Ava Salem. Your right hand and left hand not excited about each other. They're together all the time, they rely on each other. The Tardema is this idea to be machshiv, the Ava Rava, to be machshiv, this whole excitement business. That's a tardema. That's a tardema for a person. Even Bini Yisera went to the woman who doesn't have it as much. She's Tav L'Meisiv Tandum. At any rate, the point I want to make is that the ikar of a relationship is the Ava Salem aspect. The Patach Balei Bala aspect, the idea that a husband and wife have to be people that are reliable one for the other. Chazal say, "Ein isha ela labanim." Chazal say in Sibis that "Ein isha ela labanim." You look for a wife, look for someone that could just to help you raise children, like a family. There's a certain tardema when you date. There's a certain tardema. There's a certain, you know, like you just met her 3 hours ago. You're not thinking about raising children with her. You know, right now you're just trying to see, you know, if she has a little common sense or. That's the tardema. You know, Yitzchak's way is you send Eliezer, you send a shatran. It's the original way. You look for someone. Eliezer's not looking for excitement. Eliezer's looking for a good mitzvistik a shidduch for Yitzchak Avinu. That's what he's looking for. And you know, that's the way it was before the tardema. The dating method allows for a certain, I don't know, Chas talk about Yaakov Avinu in any negative way, but it allows for a little bit of a need for an Ava Rabba, for this excitement, which is not exactly what married life is about. And that, at the end, is a big part of the danger. It's a big part of the danger. The reason you date is to get to know a person. It's very humbling that after you get married, you realize that you just knew her a little bit beforehand. It's like the difference between going out, and every time you go out, she puts on makeup and contact lenses. And then you get married, and you find out that, you know, she's a person like most people. And she finds out the same about you. That you were on best behavior. You know. You didn't advertise, hopefully, you didn't advertise all your failings. And so this is the Nekuda. The Nekuda is this consistency that's important in marriage. There's a Dava Pella in the Parshiyos that we're learning, and it has really a message. The truth is, the first thing it says about Adam and Chava together is Vayeda Adam is Chava Ishtai. The first thing it says is this idea of knowing your wife, knowing her. What does it mean, knowing her? That's what marriage is. You know, you date, and then you get married, getting to know her. It's very, very interesting that in the parasha we find in Parashas Lech Lecha that the first time a wife gets angry at her husband, Chamasi Alecha, he says that to who? Sarah says to Avraham, Chamasi Alecha, I'm angry at you. So, you know, Rav Shua always writes, the first time something happens, that's an example forever and ever. So why is she angry at that Avraham? She's angry at Avraham because the Sati Lecha, it's Hagar, I gave you Hagar, and then she has a child before me. Now I'm really upset. It's bad enough, I didn't have a child. Now Hagar has a child. You know, now I'm really upset. The Dava Pella, if you look two psukim earlier, whose idea was this idea to give Hagar to Avram? Whose idea was it? It was Sarah's idea. Sarai's idea. It was Sarah's idea. Ramban says that Avram wasn't interested. What are you giving me? I didn't ask for another wife. I want to marry your maid. And Sarai said, Ulai Ibanami Mana. Maybe I'll have some nachas from him. Avram didn't want it. He said, Dava Pella. Dava Pella, if you're married men, you know this is the way it is, right? Right? She says, do it this way. And you say, I don't want to do it. She says, you got to do it this way. And you do it that way, it doesn't work. And she gets angry at you. You know, and it happens again, you realize. It happens again when Leah gives Zilpah to Avraham. He names the child God, Bar-God. So Rashi brings, Dabar Achim is Tushatim, but he says, Bar God, you abide it in me, you take another wife? No, it's the same story. But he says, what are you, Bar God, you rebelled against me, you have children from another lady? He wasn't interested, Yaakov didn't ask for this lady. It was Leah. Leah said, the Pasuk said, Leah saw, she stopped giving birth, so she said, let me try a different way. And then Yaakov gets it. So what's the lesson? So it is that way in marriage, right? You take your max no matter what. But the answer is that part of the batach le'balei bala is to recognize, to have a hakara of what a wife is saying. I once read a little anecdote about the husband and wife were traveling. I don't know, from New York to Baltimore or something. And the wife asked the husband, "Are you thirsty? You want to stop at the stop? He says, "No, I'm not thirsty." So 20 minutes later, she asks him, "Are you thirsty?" He says, "No, I'm not thirsty. I'd rather just drive straight." Well, you know, half an hour later, she said, "Are you thirsty?" He says, "No, I'm not thirsty. Everything's fine." Then she starts crying. She says, "You're so cruel. I asked you for a drink 3 times and you refused to stop. 3 times you refused to stop." Who's right? So if you're married, you know that she's right. Because it's not what she says, it's what she means. You know, you gotta know. You know, when you date, it doesn't work that way. But when you're married, it works that way. You know, so Sarai comes to Avraham Avinu and says to Avraham, "Boina al shefasi ulai ibana mimena." So what's she saying? She's saying, "Marry Hagar." So Avraham says, "Okay, if you say so, I'm a good husband. I'll do what you say." She said, "What she wanted? She wanted Avraham to say, "All right, I'll be Payal and Shamayim that I should have children from you." That's what she wanted. Not necessarily what she said. Anyway, the idea is this idea. The idea is that after all the things that happened, and it's all siyata d'shmaya. I said Yitzchak was siyata d'shmaya. Yaakov, whatever he planned, didn't work. But that was good for the siyata d'shmaya, that he should marry Leah. He should marry Leah with your date. Plenty of times, somebody from the outside, to you it seems normal, from the outside sees that, you know, God is twisting everything. You know, God is twisting everything to make, you know, if it's the right one, the people you call for information are the ones that say nice things, and the other one is out of town when you call for information. And when it's the right one, you don't notice a chesaron, which by somebody else you notice, and you think you're making it happen, and it's not. It's all siyata d'shmaya. The problem is the afterwards. The problem, I'm not talking about when people date. When they date, everyone thinks he knows. God can manipulate things. The problem is afterwards, the idea of understanding that there's a level of batach balei bala, of ava salam. There's a level of an ava that has nothing to do with excitement, nothing to do with a new relationship. It has to do with being used to the things that are consistent and that work straight. And it's an avaida. It's an avaida lahakir asishtai, to recognize what's going on. Very, very hard. Very, very difficult. And that's the challenge. The challenge is afterwards. There's another place where such a strange thing happens, you know, husband and wife. That's in the Megillah. It's also a big lesson. In the Megillah, you have here Achashverosh is married to Esther. Finally, the big day comes, and Esther has a Mishta Hayayin, and then the second Mishta Hayayin. But finally, you know, she clears her throat, and she says, "You know, there's someone else out to kill me and my whole nation." You know, so what does Achashverosh say? You know, when Esther says, "They kill me, and kill my whole nation, kill my people." So what does Achashverosh say? Remember what he says? Who's doing that? Like, what are you talking about? I never heard of this. Who's trying to kill a whole nation? What do you mean to hear about it? They're hanging up signs. You know, they have the horses running to 127 Medinas, hanging up signs. So she says, "You know, I'm the people that you want to kill out." So he says, "What's this all about? That's the first I hear about this." So she says, "You know, it's Haman." You know, Gemara says she meant to say you. She's going to say you, Achashverosh. And the Malach came and pointed her hand to Haman. He knew. What do you mean he doesn't know? So again, married men know that one of the tools is to feign ignorance. and you do something wrong, you know, like you feign ignorance about it. You know, you agree with her. You just, it's also part of the tools of, you know, it's only a kasha if you don't have the experience. How'd you do that? Really? You did it? A certain hakara that comes later. That hakara is really the avoda, really the message of Tav L'Mesiv Tanduma L'Mesiv Armalu. The Gemara says, "Is a bini yasei rabbi ishi yasei midi ish." And that's the message I want to tell you, not the Ahava Rabba message. The Ahava Rabba message, when it's sunny and shining and everybody's happy, you know, it's easy. But when there are bumps, when there's chayshach, the Ahavas Olam, that's what people don't know about. That Ahavas Olam idea is what's missing. The hakara, that it's all part of the relationship, it's very much missing. So a couple gets married, and each one has his own ideas of how things should be. Now, of course, since you dated, you know exactly how it's going to be. But then you get married, you live in the same house, and you discover that a lot of things can be done two ways. Now, what do you know? You married a person who does it wrong, the opposite way from what you do. Now, things you both do the same, of course, you don't notice. Because things you do the same, there's no reason to notice. That's why you got married. So when you date, you find out that you're so similar. Now when you get married, you find out how different you are. And you do things differently. What's Batach Bolei Vala? I want to tell you what it is. You get married, you find you do things differently. Now you married a sensible person. So you know, and she knows that things have to be worked out. Shana Rishayna, especially, you know, working things out. Shana Rishayna lasts, I'm not sure how long it lasts. By me, it's 35 years and counting. You know, the whole Shana Rishayna working things out. But you know, see, you figure, you know, marriage is 50-50. Okay, it's not 50-50. The man has to give it a lot. You know, maybe 60-40. But you win some, you lose some. Men never win some. And I want to explain why. I don't mean it facetiously. A man never feels he won. Well, let's say you're driving, and you say we have to make a right. Your wife says we have to make a left. And you're sure that it's a right. Now, I give people marriage advice. If you say right and she says left, do what she says. Mamanafshaf, you win. If she's right, so you're smart enough to listen to her. If she's wrong, so you were wiser. You know, if you say right and she says left, I don't mean only driving. I mean in life, it's always better to listen to her because that way you win no matter what. But let us just say that you're sure and you're right. So you say right and she says left, and I'm positive it's a right. I've been there. I go there every week. You make a right and you get there. Do you feel she gave in? Of course not. But she gave in. I know the right way. She doesn't know the right way. A man never feels that his wife gave in. Because he's right anyway. Now, when you're going somewhere in a car, it's objective. You're right. You're at your destination. When you live in a house together, there's no right and wrong. So let's say, you have a disagreement. What are the important things that newly marrieds disagree about? You know, whether you should buy brand name diapers or cheap diapers, right? New parents. Let's say you have a disagreement. Her family, you know, some families, you go into the store, whatever's most expensive must be the best. And that's what they buy. You met women like that? No, there's such a thing that women have. You go into the store, if you know what to buy, you just figure whatever's most expensive is probably the best. Now, some people figure, it's the diaper goes in the garbage anyway. You know, no one takes pictures. So you might as well buy cheap diapers. You know, the kid ends up clean. You know, what's the big deal? So I don't know the Shakla Vitaria, but so let's say you hold one way, she holds the other way, and she gives in to you. Every man feels she didn't give in. I just told her what makes the most sense. So it's not that she gave in to me. A man never feels a woman gave in. It's just the whole chelach of life is. So it's a very dangerous thing for a person to cry that is, well, you know, I'm always giving in, she's not giving in. That's like a terrible feeling. Unless you realize that the whole ava of avas oilam, the whole idea of batap ole bala, the whole idea of a relationship that sustains, ain't isha l'labanim. The person gets married, he wants to set up a family, he wants to meet Hashem, to have generations, and that's what it's all about. So all these little narishkeit, they really matter. They really matter. Chassidim have arranged marriages. We date. Which is better? Each person has to do kafit to nos nafsha. You can't take somebody and just tell them how I believe it's better. Each person has to do according to what. But there has to be an understanding that a lot of what you're looking at is fluff. It's not what sustains a relationship. What sustains a relationship are the reliability, the continued reliability of the person, of any shalalabanim. The stability of a person, the consistency of a person. It's worth a lot of points. It's not exciting. Not exciting. Would you rather marry a girl who doesn't go anywhere, she just likes to be home? Or a girl who likes to go to the Alps and you know, you go out and she tells you she was here and there. So for dating, it's much more exciting to go out with a girl who's been there, who's been in places, you know. When you get married, that's not what marriage is about. You know, marriage is about being satisfied and being consistent. The boring stuff of life. So there are two types of ahava. And the sustained ahava is the ahava asylum. The other is exciting ahava. I think even those who say ahava asylum by shakris, on Shabbos they say ahava rava. Shabbos is ahava rava. Comes a Shabbos, comes a Yom Tif. It's an ahava rava. I'll end with a quote of a Talmud of this yeshiva who was dating. He's at a yeshiva for a while and he made at least 2 bar mitzvahs already, so you're not going to identify him. But he had the best line. I don't mean the best line as a joke. I mean, he was dating a girl and proposed. And the girl got nervous. And she said to him, you know, we dated 8 times, you know, 4 hours a shot. How do you know you can spend the rest of your life with me? That's putting him on the spot, right? It's his wife for sure. So he asked me, what should I have said? I said, you just tell me what you said. You know, what you should have said is, oh, you're so wonderful. You know, you see star. That's not what he said. You know, he said, Chassidim, the parents arrange a shidduch, and they just go get married. Goyim, they think they have to live together 2 years before they can get married. Look, I'm not a chassid, I dated. But I'm not a goy. A little bit I can leave for the Rabbi Nishalim, a little bit of betachin I could have. A little bit I leave for the Rabbi Nishalim. That's such a good answer, it's the truth. It's the truth. Alright, with that truth I leave you. So these are my thoughts of Parshas Chayesara, and I hope I know it's more important for people dating and more important for people married, but it's a Havana. A good Shabbos, everybody.